The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. Today is Friday. It is with a little bit of a heavy heart that I go on the airwaves today. And I want you to join me in sending out prayers and love and meditation of light to those people who have been experiencing Hurricane Sandy and the devastation that it has created right along the East Coast. Well over 6 million people may be impacted, and I'm sure, like me, you have been saddened by the images and the devastation that has hit us at this time. Want to send out peace in the middle of chaos. Want to send out love so that the victims can know that they are loved, that we are in prayer, that we are in meditation, that we are sending light and love. And also to ask the Creator, the divine, the God of our understanding, for mercy and for grace in these very, very strenuous times. It's almost like I feel the ancient cry of Peter so many years ago when he cried out to Jesus, "Master, the tempest is raging." And it seems as though we are sitting right there. I am blessed, along with so many others of you who have been outside of the range of the hurricane. But we are all one. We are all united in a very, very amazing way by the universe. And what one, any one of us suffers gets felt at many, many dimensional levels. So that we're all feeling this at some level as Mother Earth goes through her shift from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. But today, we send out love, we send out peace, we send out a prayer for all those who are responding and are in harm's way, for those who are still waiting, for relief to come their way. I have a couple of announcements to make. If you are wondering, like many of us have been wondering, how we can get involved, you can text if you want to donate to the American Red Cross. You can actually use your cell phone and text the phrase Red Cross. Text the word Red Cross to the number 90999 to make a $10 donation. And as you know, every little bit counts. If you want to make that donation to the Salvation Army, then the same applies. You can text the word Salvation Army, and you can, Salvation Army, I'm sorry. If you want to text the Salvation Army, you can do so by texting the word STORM, STORM, to the number 80888 on your cell phone, and that will send a $10 donation to the Salvation Army. Please keep the victims in mind. Please send out your prayers and your love so that they may know that they are loved and they are not forgotten, and that we're holding them in prayer and any other way that we can be of assistance. For those of you who might be hearing my voice in the New York area, New York City is asking for volunteers. And they are asking if you're interested in volunteering to send an email with your name, your phone number, and the borough of your residence. And you can send this email if you'd like to volunteer to nycservice@cityhall.nyc.gov. That is if you want to volunteer. If you live in the New York or the New Jersey area and you feel that you have time that you can volunteer, and then you can send an email with your name, your phone number, and the borough of your residence, and you can send that email. The email address to send it to is nycservice@cityhall.nyc.gov, and that's for volunteers. For donations, you can text the Salvation Army. The word is STORM, and you can check. You can text that to 80888. And for the American Red Cross, you can text, again, the word Red Cross to the number 90999, and that will send a $10 donation to the relief fund. Mother Earth is shifting, and in that shift, Mother Earth is in labor. And we all know when a woman is in labor, it takes her through trauma. There is trauma that goes with labor. And for those of us who are caught up in it, we send you our love and our blessings. And for those of us who have been spared so far, we ask that you send your prayers and your love and try to donate in any which way that you can. We are being reminded that, no, we are not in charge, even though we might like to think that we are. But Superstorm Sandy is a reminder that we are not in charge, and that united we stand, divided we fall. And these are times in which we have to become connected, not only in word and deed, but in thoughts. Our show today has been, is a request. It's a response to at least 5 emails that I have had asking whether there is a difference between manifesting. Is there a difference between manifesting and being co-creators with the universe? And at least 5 people had this question, and so I thought that we should go into the mailbag today and take a look at what does this mean. Is there a difference? There's a lot of talk about co-creation, and today we want to take a look at what it means to manifest and what it means to be in co-creative reality. I hope that we are in a teaching mode today, and I hope for those of you who are my usual students, I welcome you. And for those of you who may be listening to my voice for the very first time, I want to extend a very special welcome to you. Spirituality 101, we have shifted so that we can go deeper and provide you with information that would indeed help you to go deeper and take advantage of the amazing levels of light that are coming onto the planet, which will help us to clear dross and to shift and to begin to make progress in some more extended and meaningful ways. So, what do you know about co-creation? And how much do you know about manifesting? I posed that question to a couple of my regulars who kind of email me, and the result I got back from the word manifestation is that many people feel that this is the place where one can manifest whatever it is that is one's heart's desire. And using the law of attraction, be able to attract into our lives whatever it is that we may feel that we need. And then for some people, they are a little bit confused, they tell me, as to what the difference is between doing just that, manifesting what it is that you need in your life, and being a co-creator with the universe. So when we'll go to break in a few minutes, and when we come back, we will take a look at what does it take and how do we get to this place of co-creation? What does it require of us? What it all means? And perhaps share with you some thoughts that I have that have come out of my own deep trance meditation on the subject. We are going to be talking in this session a lot about the power of your intention. We're going to be talking a lot about anchorage. How well anchored are you in the process of manifestation? We are going to be talking about concepts like destiny and what is our destiny and what is it that the soul is requiring of us in terms of manifestation. These are all very, very, very powerful concepts that we have got to stop in these times and seriously consider as we make the shift into becoming spiritual masters on the universe. I am in the process of writing a book right now, and that's a big part of the topic of that book. How do you make that shift to becoming spiritual masters? But I see we are at the point where we need to take a break, and I hope that you will have paper and pencil ready when we come back, as we take a break and come back to talk about manifesting versus co-creation.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio, Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and this is Spirituality 101, and today we are looking at the difference between manifesting and co-creation. Let me start off first by asking the question, where are you aligned? The word alignment is one of the words for today. And when we begin to look at manifesting and co-creation, the very first thing that jumps into my mind is, where are you aligned? What alignment holds your anchorage? And by anchorage, I mean, one of the things that I got very, very concerned with personally, and this may just have been me, when I first began to delve into trying to understand spiritual concepts and to begin to live very naturally from that place of spirit, from being guided on the inside. You know, the difference between being religious, one is a follower, you're a follower of something. When we become spiritual, we are being guided from the spirit on the inside. And that's the difference. We're a student of spirit as opposed to a student of an organization. But one of the things that I began to become a little bit concerned about was I didn't want ever to find myself kind of like floating out there airy-fairily without an anchor for some reason. And this might just be me. Other people may not have had this experience. But I was concerned about getting to that place of being a little bit airy-fairy and not anchored. And you can imagine that since I was raising children, I had a family, I had a job, and I was actively raising children while I was going through my spiritual transformation. That was a big concern for me. And so my spiritual teacher at the time made me stop and really take a look at what I believe. What do you believe? She would say to me. Who taught it to you? Whatever it is that you believe. Under what circumstances did you learn this? Was it under duress? Was it during a time when you were experiencing some difficulty? Was it during a time when there was a lot of love and positivity in your life? Was it during a time when you were going through some things? Was it taught to you by the main and chief authorities in your life, that is parents, an immediate family? Was it taught to you by an authoritative figure? And she literally walked me through this, and then after she'd walked me through all of this, I wish she had started out at the place she got to after we got through all this. She says, now, I want you to take into meditation, get into meditation, get really quiet, and ask for that which your soul believes. Because she said, each and every one of us came with our belief systems intact. And then while we're here, of course, we have to mix and match a little bit because we've fallen into the human experience, and therefore we have to open our awareness and be guided by those around us. But she says when you really, really, really want to get in this unified field of alignment with the universe, you have got to take some time to go inside in quiet, quiet meditation and ask to be shown, to be guided, to be reminded of those belief systems that you own. In other words, those are the belief systems that you have garnered through living many, many, many lifetimes. You know, we get all hung up in this experience by who's Christian, who's Muslim, who's Buddhist, and it's really quite funny because as a soul, the soul, as you know, the energy of the spirit never dies. We live every single experience under the sun. We have to. And we keep reincarnating and we live every experience, including being an atheist. And from each experience we gather those things that become the core beliefs, the inner core beliefs that we carry. And so we're living in times now and we've got this energy coming in to help us to do a tremendous amount of this work much faster than we could before. We've got to take our meditation times and kind of like focusing on, please, can you ask your spirit guides, ask the universe, ask your connection to allow you to kind of experience and get a glimpse of those belief systems that really belong to you, that you own, that you have brought with you, because that is where you will find yourself very anchored. For me, I still walk the Christ way, and I find that I'm still anchored there, even though I am following many traditions. I have added many traditions because I am seeking to open up myself to the universe. And the universe, if you can imagine, is limitless. It cannot be limited. So I have to ask you, where are you aligned? What is the source of your energy? And to what extent do you feel you have grown to that place where the source of your energy is aligned to this unified field of energy that some call God, some call divine, some call Allah, some call whatever it is, whatever that name that you may attach to it, I'm looking for where you are divinely aligned and anchored, because that is the place from which co-creation will take place. There are 12 laws that govern the universe, and one of them is the law of attraction. And sometimes I get the feeling that people sometimes forget that there's 11 other laws. They kind of just focus on the law of attraction. But if we learn the law, we master the law of attraction, and we master the power of focusing our intention, yes, we can draw whatever we want into our lives. But is that what our soul needs? Is what we are asking to draw into our lives really what we need to manifest and bring forth our destiny? Because moving into co-creation with God, with the universe, means we have got to be universally aligned to the unified field of energy. And when we do that, then we become aware that we're not in charge. Really, Sandy. Hurricane Sandy kind of like just demonstrated that to us. We're not in charge, and that the universe has got this plan of a complete new world order. And when we start talking about co-creation, we are in fact talking about being perfectly aligned to the universe and its direction and that which it needs to manifest in this new world that we're talking about. And when we are perfectly aligned, then we can flow with the pattern. I also want to add here a piece of scripture that has walked with me for many, many, many years and continues to do so. I had not seen nor ear heard the glory which God has in store for those who love him. I had not seen nor ear heard. I've lived long enough to see the manifestation and the outpicturing of that piece of scripture. Whatever it is that we can want for ourselves in no way can match what the universe wants to give us. And the universe particularly in these times, is at that place where it's sending forth what it is that we need in terms of light, in terms of energy, so we can move the garbage out of the way. We can get the ego out of the way. And when the ego gets out of the way, then we are in a position to begin to look to the universe and go, here I am, wide open, ready, use me, so that the manifestation of love and light and joy can come forth. We are living in times when we are being required to shift from logical thinking into processing from the heart. Why is that so? Because the heart knows love. The heart only knows the abundance of giving of love. And when we shift to that place, we cannot help but begin to manifest joy, begin to manifest those things as that will contribute to this new world and this new level of consciousness that we are striving for. So let's look first of all at the power of your intention. As you began this journey, I am sure, much like I did, I began this journey of spiritual growth and development with two or three objectives in mind. I had a goal, and I had two or three objectives in mind. Since then, the goals have changed, and so have many of the objectives. And I'll give you a simple little example, and I think I gave this once on a show, but I think it's worth repeating. I remember one evening when I was attempting to develop Reprogram Your Life. I left a board meeting very concerned that we needed the money to be able to manifest or bring forth, do the things we needed to do to start the company. And so that was very much on my mind as I was driving home, and I'm saying to the universe, gosh, you know, $5,000 is not a lot of money to ask for, and that's what we need so we can get this website out and blah, 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 blah. And that's what I was attempting to manifest. Now, went to bed with that on my mind of this list of things that we needed to do to get Reprogram Your Life going. And when morning broke, I got a telephone call from my son-in-law, which said that my daughter was in a hospital and her life was in the balance, which meant that I had to get on a plane and get to Texas in a hurry. And I did not even have the airfare to get me there. So I very quickly discovered that what I really needed was not the money to start Reprogram Your Life, but rather to get on my knees and ask God to intervene in a very, very, very difficult medical situation that could very well have taken my daughter's life, and to get on a plane and get there to provide the support, et cetera, that she needed. My daughter, of course, came out of that. I think that's one of the places where I experienced the quickest, the fastest way God ever answered a prayer that I sent out. And she's very much alive today as a result of the diligence and the prayers of everyone around us, etc., including the people who were at the meeting. And Reprogram Your Life did not get started for another year. But then when it did, I discovered that it got started in the universal timing that it was supposed to start. And my anxiousness about it starting when I wanted it to be started was not exactly what I needed to be praying for. It's a simple little exercise, a simple little example. But I offer that to you as you stop and make an assessment of what your intentions are right now with regards to the spiritual journey that you are upon. What is it that you're attempting to manifest? What is it that you're requiring or seeking most from the universe? And how well is that aligned with where the universe is right now? See, we have to take another break, and we'll go to break. And when we come back, we will talk a little bit about what it takes, some of the aspects of co-creation. Don't go away. This is Spirituality 101, and we will be right back.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and I see we have a caller on the line. Hello, Hollis, are you there?
Hello? Norma, how are you?
I am fine, and how are you? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, it is true. I've been quietly doing some of the things that you're speaking about, and I realize today that you are indeed dealing with some heavy topics. And I was here just listening and enjoying all the principles and the questions you were raising. So I thought that I had to call in and say how pleased I am to be hearing you and also to give my little 2 cents worth.
Now tell me, what do you think is the difference?
Well, I do not think that there is a big difference between manifesting and co-creating. The only thing is that from a spiritual perspective, many of us are unaware of the fact that we, as human beings, have been given choice. And therefore, with the choice, it is the choices we have, rather, it is the choice to co-create with the principles. Now, unconsciously, very often, we are not aware that we are operating within a law that is immutable, where it is the sort of law that governs what happens when we plant a seed in the soil. It has to reproduce according to its own kind. Mm-hmm. And so we think that manifesting is something that is within our control. Manifesting only means then that what we deeply believe within our consciousness, that is what is going to outpicture in our lives.
Okay, stop there, because that's a phenomenal statement you just made. That's a phenomenal statement you just made, and I want you to repeat it again. What it is, you know, the whole concept of the seed.
Yes. What it is, whatever we plant within the soil of the law, that is what is going to grow and flower. Very often, we want to take the responsibility for the good flowering of seeds. And when the negativity occurs, we believe it is something outside of our own consciousness. And we speak about consciousness. But sometimes we are not even fully aware of the things that we are conscious of.
Thank you. And we're not as fully aware of the fact that we are co-creating with God.
All the time.
We're just co-creating like a kindergartner. A kindergartner sees the world very differently to a 12th grader who is trying to get into a college. And you can't blame the kindergartner because the kindergartner knows nothing about college, the values of college, nor is the kindergarten interested.
Right.
It's just kind of interested in playtime and creating those nice little things that they create with Play-Doh, etc., and that is their world. We are natural co-creators of God, but where is our level of consciousness as we're talking about co-creation? I mean, I hear a lot of people trying to manifest, I want to say this right, manifest a lot of positive in their life. And what I say to these people when they call me or they try to you know, get some advice from me, I say, first you have to take a look at your life. Wherever your life is, whatever you think is wrong with it or right with it or need fixing in it is what you have co-created given your consciousness. It didn't get co-created by somebody else. It got created based on the laws of the universe and where we are. This is why I talk about the power of intention.
Right.
So when we're talking about co-creation, we have to stop first and foremost and stop and pay attention to where our life is.
Well, certainly.
When I paid attention to that, I began to turn off the television. Because one of the first things I realized at that time, I was drawn to comedy. And the comedy seemed to be always people who were at dis-ease with each other, which provided a comical kind of situation. And then I began to realize, good God, Norma, you can't complain if you're getting negative dysfunction in your life. You're sitting around watching nothing, observing nothing, but focusing your consciousness on dysfunctionality.
Yes,
so when we're talking about co-creation, we have to start, first of all, and pay attention to what it is we have co-created, along with the laws of the universe, and then make a decision that it is time to shift. You see what I'm saying?
Well, also, you have mentioned several times a very important principle, and that is the principle of light within us.
Yes.
Now, how can we deal with our lives from the perspective of hate and envy and disillusionment and put that into the law and expect to get some other type of fruit?
That's
one
right.
of the things you were talking earlier on about grounding. Where are we grounded? What is the substance, to some extent, on which we stand? And one of the things that I, over my years in talking about spirituality, happen to be very concerned about, it is my consciousness. When I wake up in the morning, do I wake up thankful, giving God thanks for
That's
the
right.
things, the miracles that have unfolded in my life? Do I wake up with envy and distaste and so on? And I have learned over the years, partly, of course, through your tutelage, that all the enemies that we have are within our own household. It doesn't matter what anybody does to me today. I can say I have absolutely no hate. I would become angry at times and speak out. But there is no hate because the hate is going to be a part of me and not of anybody else in the universe. And so we learn to walk on a spiritual path with lightness and with thankfulness and with joy and with singing and with happiness. Not because of any external circumstance, but I choose to be happy and joyful just because I choose to be that way, period.
Well, thank you so much. That is very deep, and I am sure my listeners will take some time to kind of settle into that. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your comments.
Well, as usual. Thank you, Reverend Norma, and continue doing the beautiful job that you have been doing over the years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Those are very, very, very deep words, deep concepts that we should consider. That this notion of co-creation requires of us. Let us look at what it requires of us. It requires of us that we begin to free ourselves of doubt. If we are going to be co-creators, we got to get rid of doubt. It requires of us that we work on getting rid of our fears. It requires of us that we, as my granddaughter would say, dumb down that ego. Got to work on getting that ego out of the way. We have got to work on listening for our soul's calling. What is it that I came here to do? You know, several years ago, I think this was with my fifth teacher, and by then, you know, I've gotten into this place of believing that I'm well on the way to spirituality, and I got this thing covered, and I got sent to the fifth teacher, and all of my teachers kind of got drawn into my space. None of them did I go out and seek in search of, and none of them did I ever pay a penny to in order to instruct me. It's the other interesting thing. And I found my way to teacher number five, and it was a male. And he said to me, he says, before I can even consider taking you on as a student, there is a question that I have to ask, and I don't want the answer now. I want you to go home and think about it and then come back. And he says, there's three things that I want you to think about. He says, what is your motivation and your response to these three things? He said, food. How does food motivate you in your life? He says, and the second thing is money. To what extent does money motivate your actions and what it is that you will and will not do? And then he said, the last thing is, how about your sex drive, and how does that motivate you in terms of the choices you make in the world? And the first thing I did, you see, in those days, I hadn't learned yet that when you're in the presence of a divine, sacred, spiritual teacher, you listen, you don't ask questions. I hadn't learned that yet. And I said, well, surely that should be reversed. The order should be reversed. And he said, no. The biggest addiction that we carry, he says, is food. Most of us live with our heads in our stomach. And while we've got our heads in our stomach, and the stomach trying to get rid of all the stuff we're putting in it, there is very little time, he says, left for the process of things spiritual. So I need to know to what extent you're addicted to food, and how much time there will be available outside of thinking about eating and processing food. And then he says, money. I need to know, is there a figure, is there an amount there that you are willing to compromise your principles, etc., for? He says, and I want to know to what extent your sex drive is driving you. Is it so much up to the surface that you will do anything in order to have it met? And I went home for about a month, and I thought about those three things, and then I came back, and we had two sessions of discussion before he could determine whether or not it was worth investing his time in my spiritual growth. I leave you to think about that, because that was the place from which I believe I got really deeper into the spiritual connection. And it is a place that each and every one of us have got to consider as we are moving into this place of a more positive, co-creative attitude with the unified force that is the universe. I see we've got to go to a break, but before we go to a break, I want to leave you with this. There's a lot of talk about the law of abundance and the law of attraction. And that's quite true. You can attract anything you want into your life. But I also want you to think of these while we go to the break. The law of karma. The law of correspondence. The law of giving and receiving. The law of detachment. I should have ended that one first. And to think about these laws and how they impact our need and our desire right now to become in this, to flow in this unified field, totally aligned with the universe and what its wishes and its needs are, to become fully co-creators with the universe and become the spiritual masters that we really are. Do not go away. We'll be right back.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram. Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are still on the topic of co-creation. For those of you who are listening to my voice and maybe familiar with the Bible, familiar with, as a matter of fact, these words can be found in any scriptures, I guarantee you, any ancient scriptures that you can put your hands on. But I'm going to quote from the words of Jesus Christ. When Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." What he was doing was simplifying this term we're talking about here, co-creation. But the question that I wrestled with the spiritual teacher that I found myself aligned with for a while was, what are we supposed to be asking for? The statement, "Ask and it shall be given unto you," doesn't mean that I can wake up in the morning. Well, I can wake up in the morning and ask for all. I love chocolate. It's still one of my addictions. I can wake up in the morning and ask for all the chocolate in the world to be just delivered into my house, and I could sit in the middle of the house full of chocolate and eat it all. And chances are, if I understand the law of attraction, I probably can attract it and bring a lot of chocolate into my house. Is it good for me? Is that what I really need? So we have to pay attention to what it is that we should be asking for as we're seeking to become in alignment with the universe. And by our aligning, one of the things we need to ask, I think, is asking that our free will be aligned with the source of creation. And that's something that I have found that I had diligently had to go to the universe with. As a matter of fact, I surrendered myself and I said, take away the free will, because quite not right now, my free will is focused on all the things that I can manifest in the world and of the world, and that's not really what I'm trying to accomplish. So first of all, we have to be asking for our free will to be aligned with the source and to be aligned with my own higher purpose and the highest purpose of the universe. Now, when I'm in that flow, what is called a unified field, when I have now entered into that flow of divinity and the higher order and the higher purpose, and the highest purpose, of course, is service. Now, I'm in the flow that will allow me to speak, say it, and instantly the word is manifested. The art of co-creating is enhanced when we can clear ourselves from fear and doubt. So it requires some work on going in there in the meditative state to ask that fear and doubt be cleared away. And we are living in times now where, in addition to all this upheaval we're experiencing, it's there all this light that is coming onto the planet. And light is the stored. It is the removal. It's what can be used to remove the fear and the doubt. So we have to be asking for things like that. Remove the fear and the doubt. We have to ask that we are allowed to process more from our heart chakra. Because when we're processing more from the heart chakra, then we are closer or closest to abundance. And love is divine. God is love. And love, when it hits the density of earth, turns into light. And light has the ability to clear the trash out and to sculpture and recreate consciousness in some very powerful ways. So these are some of the things that we should be asking for. When it says, seek and ye shall find, one has to ask, are you seeking to know truth from the inside out? Or are you seeking to just continue to believe that which was taught to you? Very powerful if we're going to move from the follower into the master. Are we seeking to know truth as it lies in the universe? And remember, the universe lives within us, so that truth is also within us. Are we, when we're asking that doors be open, are we asking for doors here on the physical planet to be open so I can get a better job? And yeah, we need a job, but what I find is, when we are aligned to the divine source, and when we are aligned to the universal flow, we don't even have to think about the physical doors that need to be opened. My experience is the doors open and we're kind of left there standing in shock. So when we're asking for doors to be open, we need to be thinking about the doorways inside of our consciousness, the portals to which we can enter into higher consciousness and higher vibration. And I challenge you to really think about this, because when we begin to move at levels of higher consciousness and higher vibration, the things that we want and we desire are absolutely changed. The objectives of our lives begin to become changed. So yes, we are in times that has the capacity to take us to co-creative status. But I want to clearly remind you, go back and examine your intention. What is your intention as you enter into deeper into spirituality? How much divinity are you anchored on? How much of universal law are you standing anchored on? For those of you who are Christians, go to the Psalms. Psalms are David's words. It reminds us what we need to be asking for. Because when you go to the Psalms, you realize that David never asked for a physical thing. He asked for those things that needed to be removed out of his consciousness and to be guided to the portals of higher consciousness that would allow him to manifest. When we are aligned with the unified field and the universe, and we are attuned to the universe that lives within us, co-creation comes very naturally. Now we are in the place to be able to manifest all the abundance that this world and the next and the spiritual world has to offer. And chief of that abundance is the word peace. In the middle of chaos. I hope that today I have given you some food for thought. If you have a question or a comment, please send me an email, myspirituality101@yahoo.com, so we can continue to dialogue on this very, very important subject. Examine, where are you aligned? Are you aligned with the source energy? Do you trust divine providence? Because as we move into co-creative state, we are moving into harmony and alignment with ourselves and with others. We're also moving into alignment where co-creation will begin to amplify the services that we give into the world. We begin to understand more that we are all one, and therefore we need to be moving into the unified field that will bring forth all that humanity needs at the soul level. Hope I've given you food for thought. Thank you so much for joining me today on this very, very deep topic. Send me your comments, please, and let me know if it might be necessary to design another show to finish what we started here today. In the meantime, I send you love, I send you peace, and I send you blessings. Walk softly, gently on the planet. Create a meditation space and send out meditations of light and love to those who are in peril right now. Be at peace. Until next week.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.